We've been talking about this stalwart that we meet in the opening pages of the New Testament called Joseph, the legal and adoptive, though not the biological father of the Lord Jesus Christ. We talked about how his own plans for a wedding and the first days of marriage would have been interrupted and rearranged by this startling news that the Holy Spirit had been involved in some way to make it possible for a child to be formed in the womb of the Virgin Mary, though she was chaste and had not known a man in any carnal way. Today, as we think about the contemporary scene, as we think about the morals in the beginning of the 21st century in the West, we must say that the world is full of young men who press for the privileges of marriage without the responsibilities of marriage. They're everywhere. And what used to be something socially unacceptable has become something that's almost universally expected of a young man. And yet Joseph was willing to take the responsibilities of marriage without the privilege of marriage. Our Roman Catholic friends believe that he never had the privileges of marriage. We Protestants believe that he waited for a long time before he enjoyed those privileges, a long time after he took up the huge responsibility of taking her to Bethlehem with him and taking care of her until she brought forth her firstborn son. This is Rampart. My name is Ronnie Stevens, and we hope that you'll visit us at rampartpublications.com.